We are here today with Dr. Oleg Bodrov. He is a physicist, environmentalist, the founder of NGO Green World, the recipient of numerous honors such as the Nuclear Free Future Award. And if you can tell us a little bit more about yourself as well as your mission.
I'm a physicist. After the Polytechnical University, I was a researcher in the institute, military institute. I tested the nuclear reactors for submarine, Soviet and Russian submarines. But after the accident, I understood that it is really dangerous because it was explosion and the building where was this nuclear equipment destroyed, some people died, and I decided to investigate the impact of the nuclear industry to the nature. I live in the closed nuclear town near the St. Petersburg, Sosnovyi Bor, and it is the biggest nuclear complex. There are now 9 nuclear reactors and 4 under construction now. When I was a researcher in the Radium Institute, it was a regional environmental laboratory. I was the head of the group in this lab. We investigated the impact of the nuclear complex to the Baltic Sea. And after the Chernobyl accident, I had a business trip to the Chernobyl area. I took samples for the investigation in our lab. But the problem is, it was not possible to publish this information. It was state secret. And for me, it was a conflict inside of me and my personal problem, because I have a mission like ecologists, but it was not possible to inform people about the risks. And at that time, after the Chernobyl accident, I decided to go away from the nuclear industry, and I established the non-governmental organization Green World and started to act like expert and like leader of the anti-nuclear movement. And the last 10 years, I had a leader of the project decommissioning. The mission of this project is to promote safety decommission process of the old Russian nuclear reactors on the basis of the best international practice. We visited United States, Maine Yankee Nuclear Power Plant, Vermont Yankee, Germany, Greifswald, North Nuclear Power Plants, and Lithuania, Ignalina Nuclear Power Plant. We look to this problem like complex of the problem, social, environmental, economical, and political problems. And the solution is reasonable if we will involve all stakeholders to the decision-making process. I mean, authorities, nuclear industry, and public. And unfortunately, after the 10 years activity on this field, our organization received status foreign agent. It is, maybe you know, we have Russian law about foreign agents, because according to Russian Ministry of Justice, we act against Russian national interests, because we want to close nuclear power plants, and we used for these activities cooperation with our colleagues from the United States, from Norway, from Sweden, and from Germany and other countries. And this is the problem now. And in this year, we established a new organization, decommission. It is low liability companies, decommission, and we continue our activities for the promotion safety decommission process in Russia.
And would you suggest decommission? What's your opinion on the use of nuclear energy for electricity? Do you think the entire world should stop using nuclear power?
I think Japanese experience very well show that we have the similar consequences, environmental and social consequences, from the military and civil nuclear industry. And Chernobyl, and now we have much more examples which is show that it is really huge risk. In the same time, it is not possible to separate civil and military nuclear complex, because, for example, in Russia, we have 20 nuclear towns. This, it is usually, I say, Rosatom country. It is 10 nuclear close nuclear towns where live the people who connected with military nuclear industry, and 10 nuclear towns which is connected with so-called civil nuclear industry. Totally, we have 20 nuclear towns in Russia, and there live 1.5 million people. It is 1% of the Russian population. And these people very depend from the nuclear technology, because all social infrastructure in these nuclear towns, it is single industry towns. They have no any alternatives. They are main promoter of the nuclear development in Russia, and they promote the international cooperation. But in the same time, in this town, the people have the salary in 2 or 3 times more than the people who live in the same area but outside of this nuclear town. So they have motivation to continue to promote this status like national elite. For example, we have a nuclear town, Azersk, or former Krasnoyarsk, Chelyabinsk 65. There are nuclear facilities which is produced the first plutonium for the first Russian Soviet nuclear bomb. But now the same infrastructure Rosatom, Russian state corporation, used for the reprocessing of the spent fuel rods after the nuclear submarines and after the Russian nuclear power plants. And after the reprocessing, they extract uranium for the fabrication of the fresh fuel for the nuclear reactors, like Chernobyl-type reactor in my town, Sosnovy Bor, close to St. Petersburg. In the same time, already Finnish company Finavoima have a plan, preliminary agreement to produce the fresh fuel for the Hanhikivi 1 nuclear power plant after the extraction plutonium, after the reprocessing. It means military nuclear infrastructure used for the so-called civil nuclear industry. So all consumers of the electricity after the generation of the Finnish nuclear power plant Hanhikivi, all consumers of this electricity will invest money for the Russian military complex, because it is one, the same technologies. In the same time, after the extraction of the uranium, in the same facilities, they extract plutonium, which is used for the military, for the weapons. So I think now it is reasonable to start discussion in Russia and in United States about the future of the nuclear technologies. We need real competition between all energy sources. I mean, not renewable energy, fossil fuel, and nuclear fuel. So now we have no such competition, because in Russia and in United States, the government support nuclear industry, because it is not only generation of the electricity, but nuclear weapons. So I think it is high risk now, because we have not very good political situation in Russia, and not only in Russia.
Would you consider it important, the nuclear industry in Russia, for self-defense? And maybe you can talk a little bit about this current conflict between USA and Russia.
Both.
It seems like USA is being very aggressive, and they have a nuclear first strike policy. You know, it's like both would disarmament and decommissioning of power plants would have to happen at the same time.
Yes.
So how is this? It's a very complicated situation, because doesn't Russia need the nuclear weapons as a deterrent to defend itself from the United States?
I think we need trust. And maybe it is key word, trust. now we have more and more confrontation between Russia and other countries. I think it is increasing of the risk of the spontaneously conflicts which have chance to develop to the nuclear war. And I think we need cooperation not in discussion, not only on the governmental level, but on the level of the public. We need to contact with Russian and American NGOs face to face to discuss about common plans, what reasonable to do, because we need a new strategy. Now we have more and more confrontation, and unfortunately, I have no vision. I'm sure that government can't find solution of this problem. We need to involve more stakeholders in this process.
And if you could give us maybe a little more insight and your perspective of how you view this current situation. Some people call it the new Cold War, the second Cold War. How do you see, can you explain what do you think is happening right now? And what do you think can happen? Do you think it is going to escalate, or are you optimistic that it's going to be resolved?
I think it is escalate now, and I feel that the government, Russian government, provide the policy which is install the barrier between the communications of the Russian NGOs with American NGOs. The foreign agents law, it is one of the example. In the same time, I think we need special events and to involve to these events like international conference with participation of the governmental and non-governmental organizations about the current situation and discussion what can we do. And we have very special situation in the Baltic Sea region now. We have more than 35 reactors in different countries, and it is old nuclear reactors. And on the western part of the nuclear Baltic Sea, the Germany and Sweden started to close nuclear power plants. But Russia started to promote new nuclear power plants in Finland, in Belarus, and in other countries. And it look like strange when western part of the Baltic Sea, it is very environmentally sensitive area. They started to close because it is dangerous, but eastern part of the Baltic Sea construct a new nuclear power plant and for the export electricity to the countries which have started to close nuclear power plants. So we need, and we already started to do it, to meet with the people from Germany, from Lithuania, and other countries. And we need common safety standards. The key idea, we need to discuss safety standards for our countries in Baltic Sea region and between United States and Russia. And now, unfortunately, we have escalation of the problem.
And could you've mentioned in some of your previous speeches, could you talk a little bit about, you know, we had the Japan Fukushima incident, previously Chernobyl, Kazakhstan was where they've tested 600 Soviet bombs. And you've mentioned how some of this pollution, radiation is yes. going into the seas. And it seems to be underreported that it's worse than what is reported. Can you tell us about the environmental and human dangers with these accidents?
We have not only Semipalatinsk area. Now we have a current situation with Techa River. It is Chelyabinsk region where started reprocessing process. During the reprocessing of the 100 tons of the spent fuel rods, the nuclear facilities, Mayak, discharged 600,000 cubic meters of the liquid radioactive waste to the water. We have now it. So the people who live on the this river, it is thousands of people, these are really victims of this so-called civil nuclear industry. And the problem is there are no adequate information for the people, and there are not adequate support of the people who live there. Reasonable to establish special program how to provide the safety the people in this area. We need the same safety standards for the people in Chelyabinsk, in Ural region, and in St. Petersburg. Now it's look like colonial policy, because now Spanfuel roads from the European part of the Russia transport to Siberia or to Ural region, and there are, after the reprocessing, the discharge of the liquid radioactive waste to the river. It look like European part of the Russia have colonial policy in Ural region and in Siberia. I think we need common standards. We have one country. At the same time, it's not only problem of the one country, but we need common standards for the United States and for the Russia. And reasonable to start discussion, what does it mean, common standards? And I think this is way. Maybe it is the best strategy now.
Did you have a question?
Not yet, but I'm okay. I keep.
All right. Have you had any difficulties? I believe I read that, well, your NGO was shut down and you were assaulted or a few years ago? Have you had any other difficulties your colleagues?
Yes. In 2002, 2003, I was attacked in the street after the criticism of the one of the company from Sosnovy Bor. We stopped the illegal melting of the metallic radioactive waste in Sosnovy Bor, because they started to melt this radioactive waste without any permission, without environmental impact assessment. But when we published this information, this company stopped by authorities. And some people from this company attacked me in the street, and about 1 month I was in the hospital. And it is one example. Another one, 2 years ago, when we participated in the discussion about the repository of the radioactive waste in my town, it was published in special newspaper, like public news. It was published article, the Green World, the name of our organization, is NGO with Norwegian orientation. Because according to this article, we received money from Norway, and we provide criticism of the Russian nuclear industry. It means we promote the gas and oil industry from Norway, because according to the author of this article, the Russian nuclear energy, how to say, it is competition between in Europe. Mm-hmm. And after that, this company, Ecomet S, request the prosecutor office to check our organization like foreign agent. And it's mean that not only authorities, but dirty companies use the foreign agent law like pressure to the people, to non-governmental organizations. So we have situation, very bad situation with NGOs, because if you have any cooperation with non-governmental organizations outside of the Russia, it means you act against Russian national interests. It is interpretation of the Russian Ministry of Justice. And of course, we will continue in any case to act like we did it, because I live only 5 kilometers from the 9 nuclear reactors, and I know, like a physicist, like ecologist, why did it is really dangerous. I visited Chernobyl, and I visited Fukushima area in Japan. So my mission is to inform people, not only in Russia, but in the United States and in other countries. The mission of our organization and personnel myself, I'd like to open information window to the Russian nuclear industry, because now it's more and more close, much more close that, than it was a few years ago.
And are you going to have the same problems with your new NGO? Do you think they will try to shut you down?
We established low liability companies. It is like private companies. And it's not possible to give a name for an agent, because it is only NGO can get such status. In the same time, we establish NGO Public Council of the South Coast of the Gulf of Finland. So our mission is to be like watchdog on the South Coast of the Gulf of Finland, and we not registered this NGO, so we not received money because we have no bank account. But of course, it is a problem now. But it's only one solution, one model which we can use now for the continue our activities.
I just read today that at the United Nations they are introducing a draft treaty to ban nuclear arms. Have you heard about that, and do you have any thoughts?
I totally agree that we need to stop the to ban all nuclear weapons. And many times I participated in the international conference in Japan, and I signed this agreement and this statement for this conference. We need to stop any nuclear weapons.
And any thoughts or comments regarding the nuclear industry, nuclear war, World War III, things common people can do? Any final thoughts or comments?
First of all, I think we need to cooperate between Russian and American non-governmental organizations. For example, just now I met only 1 hour ago with my colleague from the Connecticut University, Nathaniel Trumbo. We continue to work with the distance education course about the decommissioning, and it is a huge problem for the United States and for the Russia to start decommissioning of the old nuclear industry. And we have some successful, we already published this distance education course, and now we next month we will meet the colleagues from Polytechnical University for the discussion what can we do together. So it's reasonable if scientists and non-governmental organizations will be on the top of these activities in nearest future, because I'm sure that this political confrontation between the United States and Russia will stop. We have no alternative, and we need a positive process, not confrontation, but cooperation for our nuclear-free future.
How can we create? It seems to me that there's no real viable future for nuclear energy at this point.
Of course, it's not possible to stop immediately. And our strategy, and we promote such vision, we need to discuss we need to discuss together with three stakeholders, I mean authorities, nuclear industry, and public, how to provide safety and step by step to reorient the nuclear industry for the alternative activities like decommissioning. It is the problem, it is not simple problem. It is, I think it is more difficult problem because it is not only, there are not only technical component, but social, economical and political aspect we have. So I think we need to act on this way together.
But as alternative energy sources become more and more viable and less expensive, will nuclear energy eventually fall by the wayside because it's just too expensive, or is it just going to be an excuse to create the fuel for nuclear weapons? Is that what it's going to end up?
I think we need real competition between different energy sources. I mean, renewable energy, nuclear. Now we have no such competition, and we need to discuss how much cost, how much money we need for the decommissioning. For example, the Ignalina nuclear power plant, two units, according current situation, the need for the decommissioning about 3 billion euro for the decommissioning of the two nuclear reactors. It is expensive. And for example, for the main Yankee, we need, they already decommissioned, they it cost about 600 million US dollars. It was more expensive than construction the same nuclear power plant. So if we'll include to the nuclear tariff the money which we need for the decommissioning, and to show the people who will pay for this. And of course, I'm sure that only renewable energy our future. And in the same time, we have another problem. Just now, according, I'd like to speak like ecologist. According to the investigation, we can use in our planet only 1% of the energy which we have from the sun. If we will take from like fossil fuel more than 1% energy and to disappear this energy on our planet, it is a problem for the ecosystems. They destroy reproduction of the ecosystem. Like ecologist, I know that we have not only problem with the dirty energy, but we have a problem in our planet because we use much more energy than we can use without the disintegration destroying our environment. So the problem is that we need to discuss how to save energy, and maybe save energy and renewable energy, it is the direction, general direction for the our future.